This weekend, the NHL hosts its All-Star Weekend in St. Louis with some fresh faces, but some that Badgers fans will recognize. For the first time, the league will hold and televise a women's 3-on-3 game on Friday. The opposing teams will represent the U.S. and Canada. The rosters include a number of former UW-Madison players and a non-UW-Wisconsinite. One of them is on the line with us now, goalie Alex Rigsby. She played for the Badgers between 2010 and 2014, including the 2011 NCAA National Championship team. She was also on the 2018 gold medal-winning U.S. Women's Olympic team. Alex, thanks so much for joining us today.
Yeah, thanks for having me on.
Well, congratulations on being named to this elite squad playing on Friday. What can you tell us about this? This is a different kind of setup, this 3-on-3 hockey.
Yeah, it's going to be an incredible experience and opportunity. This is the first time that we'll be doing this at the NHL Skills Comp. And, you know, I think it's just a great opportunity for us to be able to showcase our talent and, you know, at such a big stage. And we thank the NHL for setting us up with this opportunity. And so fans can expect to see a pretty fast-paced game and a lot of skill work to, you know, with it being a lot of open ice, considering it's 3-on-3 versus, you know, the typical 5-on-5.
And there's a lot of former Badger players. Why is Wisconsin so well represented on these teams?
Oh, man, 7 Badgers. It's going to be pretty exciting. You know, played with a lot of them, and it's going to be, you know, a really, really fun weekend. And you know, I think it just is a testament to Badger hockey and what Coach Johnson's done here at UW and being able to develop his players and continually have these players, you know, could go on and represent their countries at the highest level.
Now, in a way, this is a big stage for you and for women's hockey. In another way, you're really used to being on some high-profile rinks here, here at UW-Madison, national championships, the Olympics. What do you look back and say, these are the biggest stages I've played on?
Yeah, like, I mean, it's just one of those things that you just continue to get those experiences and have those in your back pocket and makes you feel more comfortable each time a new experience comes on. You know, this is completely foreign to all of us, and you know, you're preparing a different way for it than you would, you know, a world championship stage or, you know, a national championship. And you know, you just hope that everything that you've been doing prepares you for it, and you hope that, you know, you can take their experiences that you've, you know, played before. And typically at international level we play 4-on-4 if we go into an overtime, so this is completely different to us. And but you know, it's still going to be a great showcase of women's ability.
Now, I was reading some bios and some of what people had to say about you as a goalie, and there keep being phrases like cool under pressure, even keeled. How do you, as a goalie, right? You're right in the center of the action there. How do you come in with that cool head to a game?
You just have to, you know, believe in your abilities and kind of take it one shot at a time. It's such a mental game in goaltending, especially as you get up higher and higher in the levels. And, you know, I've learned that firsthand where, you know, that's what separates you, and you know, be able to go in and be under pressure and make sure that you're performing at your best. And just like I said, trusting your ability and, you know, trusting your teammates and just going out there, compete and have fun. I think that's the biggest thing too, is just going out there and having fun. I mean, it's, you get to play alongside your teammates and your opponents, and it makes it, you know, your job that much better when you're having fun.
You've played some professional hockey since leaving UW-Madison, and I understand you're now involved with the new Professional Women's Hockey Players Association. Can you tell us about that project?
So we've had a couple leagues for women's hockey, and I was a part of the Canadian Women's Hockey League last year, and I would fly in and out of Madison to Calgary to play with that team, where Brianna Decker, who was also a former Badger, she was on that team, and Blair Turnbull, who's also former Badger. And so, you know, I'd go up there and play on that team. And unfortunately, the news came in the spring that they were folding the league. So it left one league left in the U.S. And we decided as a national team players that we weren't going to just, you know, hop over to the other league, that we were going to create this players association that would, you know, hopefully set us up for another league, just because, you know, we don't view that there's any sustainable women's hockey leagues at this time in the U.S. or North America, I should say. And so we created this players association. There's 175 players that are part of it. And, you know, we're just kind of going around North America, showcasing our talents. And what we can bring in hopes that, you know, someone comes along and partners with us to create a sustainable league where, you know, we get the compensation and we get marketing and we get, you know, the essential training things that we need to perform at our best and continue to push women's hockey forward.
I've seen women's hockey games at UW-Madison. There's some serious support there. Are you hopeful that that kind of fandom at the college level can translate into something for a professional women's league?
Absolutely. I mean, Wisconsin is incredible. You know, we're so lucky to have such incredible fans here. I mean, they sell out the LeBron every single game, and it's great to see the so much support for women's hockey here. And, you know, we would love to see that across North America where, you know, I think that it's possible. I mean, it's just, like I said, if, you know, we can get the marketing and the structure in place, then we'll definitely get the support from, you know, our fans and followers to come out and actually watch our games.
Now, I wanted to ask you about the current UW women's squad. They're doing okay. Number one, I believe, right now in the country. They're playing number two Minnesota at home. That's also this Friday. You keeping a close eye on them?
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. I mean, only has made it to one game this year, unfortunately, since I've moved out to New York City. But, you know, it was a great game to watch them play, and they've been doing great all year. And obviously, it's a huge rivalry with them against Minnesota. And going to be definitely probably placing some bets this weekend with the Minnesota girls, who will be at All-Star Weekend as well.
Alex, thanks for joining us. Have a great game on Friday.
Great. Thank you so much.
That's Alex Rigsby, former UW-Madison women's hockey player and Olympic gold medalist. We talked to her about an upcoming 3-on-3 women's game the NHL is hosting for the first time, and will be televised as part of their All-Star Weekend.